Gilligan's Island on Lunchtime Live.
Every Monday afternoon, we try to explore this gorgeous island of ours and all that it has to offer. So maybe if you've got a weekend that's unaccounted for over the summer or you're looking for some inspiration, I've no doubt my next guest will put you in the mood to travel. So each week we've been talking to somebody about their favourite type of Irish holiday, the various different places you can explore. The podcasts are still up. You can listen back to those. They're on the News Talk and the Go Loud app. You can just subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. But today we are talking about a type of holiday that I can tell you I have never ever been on, and that's hiking holidays in Ireland. So travel influencer Kevin Penrose is with me today. A lot of you will know Kevin, of course, from The Wild Irish Wanderer, but good afternoon.
Hi there, how are you?
You are going to try and get me to go on a hiking holiday. The best of luck.
Going to try my best.
Yeah, I'm going to need some serious convincing, Kevin, on this. But how did you, I suppose, first of all, start, you know, getting into the hiking holidays?
It was sort of maybe before COVID, maybe a year or two. I always done a lot of traveling in America, and I actually wasn't in Ireland a lot. And every time I came back, I actually didn't see a lot of Ireland. I didn't realize we had mountains and beaches and all this stuff on our back door. So I made it just a priority to get out every weekend and just explore, you know, and it sort of evolved and started posting online. And then, of course, COVID hit and we were all stuck on our phones, couldn't do anything. And as we sort of came out of that phase, I had all this content to post and I was posting and people really wanted to see, where's that sunrise at? Where's that hike at? That looks amazing.
There's a huge interest, isn't there, in sort of the hill walking, hiking, all of that, even since COVID. Like every time we chat about it in the show, we get a huge response from people who've started, got involved and they're out and about at the weekends.
Yeah, this is it. And I think COVID was a good time to sort of take a step back and reflect, and of course a lot of things we couldn't do and a lot of things we could do was outdoors, so I think that tied in well with sort of getting out the weekends and instead of going out and going to the pub, I guess you can go out and have a hike,
go for a
sea swim,
yeah,
and then still go for the pub after, you know.
You've sort of tied this in with people who want to make a weekend of it. It's not just the hike, this is a bit of a hiking holiday or a hiking staycation. How popular is that now?
It is very popular now. I think, especially with social media, people, they don't look for just the hike. They look for, where is the hike? Where can I stay? How far away is it? Where can I go for my coffee after? Where can I get my food? So it sort of ties into the one itinerary, I guess, you know? And I guess that's what people look for whenever they're looking for their next staycation instead of looking abroad, I guess, you know?
So off the top of my head, I'm thinking there's probably a lot of camping involved in this, or is that
Not necessarily, unless you really want to. Like, for me, I've only camped maybe 3 or 4 times in the past couple of years, so it's not necessarily you need to do the camping unless you're getting a sunset or a sunrise and you need to be up the mountain for that specific reason.
Okay.
But a lot of the time, you can get lucky and do the hike and still have the comfort of your bed after.
Yeah, now that's the part I'd probably be more interested in. But anyway, listen, you've compiled a list of places that you sort of recommend. I imagine they're probably of different challenge or fitness level too, are they?
Yeah, I've sort of done a different beginners to moderate to difficult, just depending on your fitness level. If you want to do it by yourself, if you have a family, if you want to do it with your partner. So sort of try to make a list that will benefit everyone.
So where are we starting? Hopefully somewhere that's beginner friendly.
Yes, definitely beginner friendly and a lot closer to Dublin than you think. So it's not too far down the road. We're going to go down to Bray first, maybe a 30-minute drive south of Dublin. And of course, people know the Bray Head hike itself. There's two places you can start this from, depending if you want a longer hike or a shorter hike. I was actually at this hike over the weekend and we decided to do the shorter hike. Just because of the good weather, and there was also a festival on in Bray, so we tried to get everything done in one day.
Yeah, tie it in. Brilliant.
So we started at the Raheen Car Park and made our way up to Bray Head itself, and I'd say it maybe took us maybe 30 minutes altogether, you know.
So this is a nice beginner, entry-level stuff.
You know, the only thing is that there is a path, but then it sort of rears off and it goes to more gravel and stones, and then there's a little bit of a climb and a dirt trail at the top, but it's nothing too strenuous, you know. And the crowds at the top of it is a little bit serious. There's a couple of places you can go to for the views, But overall, the view is going to be 360 of the Wicklow Mountains as well as looking down on Bray itself.
And by views, you mean the Instagram photo?
The Instagram photos. That's
because there's no point in climbing
for the angles
if you don't get the picture.
No, it doesn't count if you didn't take the picture.
No. So you know, if people are thinking of, do you know what, we've a quiet weekend, we might do Bray Head with the kids, where would you recommend accommodation-wise or even places to stay nearby?
So accommodation-wise, you're sort of not too far from Dublin. So I was even thinking if you're based in Dublin, it's a good little day trip and you don't have to go too far. You don't have to pack for the full weekend. If the weather's good like we had at the weekend, you can just hop in the car in 30 minutes you're down there, and then you can go back to your house then afterwards. Luckily enough, I'm in Rathmines, so it's not too far for me to get back, you know. But yeah, if you're in Dublin and you're looking for something to do,
that's a handy one.
Pass the time, definitely do it.
The Sugarloaf Mountain, next on your list?
Yeah, next on my list is Sugarloaf. It's not too far from Bray either, and from Dublin. Again, it's maybe 30-40 minutes drive from Dublin city centre. If you're here, it's a good one to do if you have a couple of hours in the morning or the afternoon. And again, the car park's at the bottom of it, and it takes maybe 30-40 minutes to climb. It's a little bit more difficult near the top. You have a little bit more scrambling to do, and a little bit, I don't want to say rock climbing, but there might be a little bit of your hands and knees at the part.
Right.
But overall, it's a pretty good one. And again, for minimal effort, the views you get at the top are really incredible. And you're so close to Dublin itself.
Yeah,
so it's good for a day trip, you know.
If you want to get out of Dublin, though, tell me about Mayo.
Yeah, so over to the west coast of Ireland. This is probably one of my favourite ones.
Oh, right.
And I'd done this maybe 3 weeks ago. It's a place we always go back to, me and my group of friends. You're out in Lewisburg, County Mayo. You're probably 25-30 minutes outside of Westport. And the hike we do is called Caledoon Hill. Now, it's not the worst of hikes, I guess, you know. It is a little bit steep in places, and I would recommend your footwear. Be wary of it, because
you need hiking boots for this.
Hiking boots for this one, especially if it's just after rain, because you're sort of bogland / mountain ways and rocks, you know, so it can get a bit slippy in times. Mm-hmm. But a couple of weeks ago we were there and the weather was amazing. Probably the first time we got it in the good weather, and it maybe took us an hour and a half to do, and it is a loop trail. And the views you have all over, you have Clare Island, you have Inishturk, you have Inishbofin, and you also have Kirkpatrick in the distance.
Why?
So if you're looking down the blue waters, you're thinking, how is this Ireland, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And below hands, because you want to stay, you're back in the middle of nowhere in Mayo, so of course you want to stay and you don't want to camp.
Yeah.
You do have the Big Style Lodge, which is directly below the hill, and it's probably one of the best accommodations I've been to.
Why?
It just gives that outdoor adventure feel, and it's sort of hostel, hotel-y type, you know. And they do offer hikes, they have surfing, and the best of all, you'll probably enjoy this one. They have their sauna, they have their hot tub.
Oh, brilliant.
They have their ice plunge dip as well, if you want to.
I have a sudden interest in hiking.
And they can actually, depending what package you book with them, they can take you out on the hike as well as a guide.
Good. That's a great idea.
It is. It's great. Yeah. It's really, really good. And they have their fire pit. And of course, then you do have a pub attached to it called P. Dan's. So once you've done all the hard work and you've done the spa and the sauna,
you can have a bit of R&R time.
Have your R&R then, you know.
You're staying in the west in Connemara.
Yeah. So Connemara now, you're going down to Diamond Hill. Again, you're not too far from the Big Style Lodge. So you could probably make a weekend out of it and hit a couple of different spots, you know, because it's maybe like an hour drive from it. But you're going to be driving through Duloc Valley, through the Connemara Mountains, and the scenery is really, really unmatched, you know. But Diamond Hill, it sort of reminds me of a mini Mount Errigal, if you've ever done this.
Do you know I have never climbed Mount Errigal? Imagine I'm from Donegal and I'm going to say that on radio. It's absolutely, I should have lied, but anyway.
Terrible. It reminds me of a small Mount Errigal with the two peaks and the ridge across. But I feel like it's a lot more easy to navigate. The car park's at the bottom again. You have your trails and you have your boardwalk and you have the little markers to tell you where to go. At the top, there is a little bit of scrambling again, but overall, it's not too difficult. And I have been up it a couple of times. It's great for sunset.
Okay.
And you do see a lot of families taking their kids up as well. So it is a good one to get out and about, you know. And afterwards, there's a place called the Misunderstood Heron. You're going to be hungry after it. It's maybe like a 20 minute drive away from Diamond Hill, but it's on the outs. It's an outdoor cafe, essentially.
Oh, lovely.
Food truck, but it does some of the best food. You have seafood. They cater for vegan, vegetarians, have pastries, pasties, and of course, the lovely coffee as well.
Yeah, so that's the Misunderstood Heron,
yeah.
If people are thinking of climbing Diamond Hill in Connemara.
Yeah, and if you're going back to the Big Side Lodge, then after, you do have Melody's Brew, which is great coffee cart as well, on the same road as well. So you have lots to
Yeah.
Lots on your doorstep.
You did mention my home county.
Yep.
It's not just Mount Errigal, though, that you're bragging about.
No, it is not. And I have two recommendations here. One of them being Errigal, but we'll get into that after. But the other one is Murderhole Beach in Downings in County Donegal. Once I think of Downings, I think a lot of nostalgia, going down the caravan, just staying there for the weekends. So it's good to have Murderhole Beach on your doorstep as well. Now, don't let the name put you off. For one,
it is some like, name, isn't it?
It is safe, don't worry. It's probably one of the nicest beaches I've been to. But to get to the beach, you have to do the hike first. It was closed for a while there after COVID. It sort of, I guess, went viral over social media.
Too many people found it. Stop bragging about the places at home, will you?
I know. Keep them a secret.
Too many people go.
But to get there was an access point and it was closed off. But now they've opened it up again. They've built a new car park and a new trail. So it's a lot more easier to get across. And it probably takes me 20, 25 minutes. It's not overly difficult. At the start, there is a little steep hill, I believe. Mm. So you're going to have to get it on the way back again. But that'd be the only difficult part.
It's family friendly-ish.
It would be family friendly. But I wouldn't say you wouldn't not be bringing your pram. You wouldn't be bringing...
Oh God, no, yeah.
I've seen young families there bringing their picnics and everything down to the beach as well. But the only thing I would disclaim is you cannot swim here just because the tides and the currents are too... They're too strong, you know.
Errigal, of course, for people who are into the higher peaks.
Yes, Errigal, of course. Again, I've seen people of all walks and ages to do this here hike. Again, the pathway is restored now. A couple of years ago, they didn't have the pathway and you used to have to trek through the bog before you even start the hike. So it's a lot easier now if you want to do it. I'm probably biased, but it's probably my favourite mountain I've done in Ireland. And it's very popular, again, with people of all ages. I wouldn't say if you're scared of heights or if you're a little bit nervous at the top, I would say be a little bit cautious. You can just go to the ridge, if not, and just look at the view. But if you're feeling a bit more adventurous...
Off you go.
Off you go.
And I know finally you wanted to mention, Kevin, just one in, or two in the north as well, just briefly.
Yeah, so we're going to head up to Newcastle right now. And again, the Mourne Mountain Range is a place there's so many options for you. The first one we're going to go with is Slieve Dóin. This is a bit of an easier option. It's right in the middle of the mountain range. It's not too bad of a hike to get to, but I would say you're getting the most value for your effort here because you're getting the 360 views of the mountains around you and the reservoir down below. But then on the other side of that, you do have Slieve Dóinard.
Yeah.
So this is the highest peak in the north. It's a great achievement, but it's also the highest peak in the north.
Right.
So
it's a trek.
It's a trek, you know. It's a beautiful trek to do. You park in Newcastle itself, park up, but the trek, you're going to go through forestry, you're going to see the streams, the waterfalls, and then you're going to come across the famous Mourne Wall, and that's where it gets a little bit difficult.
Right.
And it's really, really steep then. I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Really?
Because of that? Just because of that last stretch, you know, you feel like you're on the Stairmaster in the gym, just because it's really... It's a leg burner. You know?
It's I know you've loads of details there, and we might even get you to put them up on your socials, and we can certainly share the list as well, Kevin, with our listeners here too at News Talk. But hiking holidays are something that they're becoming more popular, obviously, and something you recommend.
100%.
I imagine it's sort of cost effective too, by way of a holiday.
Yeah, 100%. Like one thing I've realized, I'm a sucker for getting up early. Like people think I'm mad going for sunrises, getting up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning to hike and then see the sunrise or sunsets and all this here stuff. But one thing I've realized is you don't have to go abroad to find these amazing hikes. You don't have to go abroad to see an amazing sunset. And there's always something about just being in Ireland. Once you capture it, I don't know, it's no feeling compared to it, you know?
Yeah, I know. Some of the photographs are absolutely beautiful that you have on your Instagram as well of different sunsets and sunrises from around the Emerald Isle. Kevin Penrose, thanks a million, Kevin.
Thank you so much
For joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. And if you want to find out a little bit more about some of the hikes Kevin has been chatting about today, you can get him on Wild Irish Wanderer on his socials on Instagram as well.
Gilligan's Island on Lunchtime Live.